Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, May 31. Coming up, sexual harassment bill to go before Legislation Committee. Prime Minister opens new Trade Winds citrus production facility and Parliament pays tribute to Dr. David Boxer and Colonel Charles Harris. The details after the break.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free. So stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
Now the news. The amended draft of the sexual harassment bill is to go before Cabinet's Legislation Committee in short order. Minister with responsibility for gender, Olivia Grange, says the legislation, which has already been amended by the Chief Parliamentary Counsel, aims to protect women and men, particularly in the workplace.
The amended bill, once approved by the Legislation Committee, will be brought back to Parliament this legislative year as we seek to protect all women and men from unwanted sexual advances, requests for sexual favors, crude sexual behavior that affect quality of life by creating an intimidating, hostile, or offensive environment.
Minister Grange was making her sectoral debate presentation in Parliament Tuesday. She referred to sexual harassment as a serious crime and gave the assurance that the government is moving to adequately address the issue. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he will be devoting more time to promoting and strengthening the link between agriculture and industry and commerce to accelerate economic growth. Mr. Holness is assuring business interests that the government has already started the process of creating an enabling environment for entrepreneurs to take greater calculated risks. He is encouraging business owners to, where possible, ensure the rewards gained from taking risks are reflected in the incomes of employees. The Prime Minister was speaking at the opening of a new production facility at Trade Winds Citrus Limited in St. Catherine. The new production facility will allow for the manufacture of juices using Tetra Pak's ultra-high temperature technology, providing to consumers a non-refrigerated product with a longer shelf life than the brand's traditional chilled juices. Trade Winds Citrus is the manufacturer and distributor of a number of beverages and other products, including True Juice, Fresh, Wakefield, True Tea, Squeeze, and Calico Jack Rum Punch. The Ministry of Health is reporting that 11% of persons in the age group of 12 to 65 years are being negatively affected by tobacco through cigarette smoking. With today's observation of World No Tobacco Day, the Health Ministry is focusing on the country's youth and will be organizing a week of activities to mark the observance. Director of Non-Communicable Diseases and Injuries Prevention in the Health Ministry, Dr. Tamu Davidson-Sadler, says cigarettes not only hurt the body but also create negative effects on the environment and are linked to poverty.
And very often our users who may be addicted, may be utilizing the cigarettes, are addicted, and that the funds and the money that is utilized to buy each pack could be utilized to buy food for a child, support their family, send them to school. And so, you know, it sets up this vicious cycle for the user.
The Ministry of Health has committed to monitoring and enforcing existing tobacco control regulations and maintaining a smoke-free environment. Activities to mark World No Tobacco Day include a school competition and outside broadcast at the Halfway Tree Transportation Center today, May 31, starting at 2 p.m. And Parliament on Tuesday paid tribute to the legacy of former chief curator at the National Gallery of Jamaica, Dr. David Boxer, and Moortown Maru chief, Colonel Charles L.G. Harris. Culture Minister Olivia Grange says the two leading cultural bearers have given invaluable service to their country.
Under David Boxer's visionary leadership, the National Gallery of Jamaica became a world-class art museum and a model that has been emulated elsewhere in the Caribbean. And Colonel Harris was also a member of the Senate. He was instrumental in getting the government of Jamaica to elevate Queen Nanny to the rank of national hero.
Colonel C.L.G. Harris was chief of the Moortown Maroons from 1964 to 1995, while Dr. David Boxer served the National Gallery for 37 years. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.